Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, this is Phone Call Friday, and it's also the final hour of the show. So till Christmas, I bet I'll take phone calls. 800-905-0989, which, yes, is also the same number for the text line. So you can text me while we do this. And I'll take extra special care to read the text line if you don't have time to call. 800-905-0989. Okay, Lee, second part of this from Joe Kent yesterday, Trump's head of the National Counterterrorism Center, after disclosing that Joe Biden knowingly, well, I don't know if he knew anything, but the Democrats under Joe Biden knowingly caught, interdicted, and released 18,000 terrorists who came over that open border. Those are just the ones we know about. Now we don't know how many terrorists were in the 2 million gotaways. This is terrifying. Now there's another category of terrorists, and he took care in his statement yesterday at that hearing to break this one out. These are the ones that are now designated as terrorists. These are the narco-terrorists, the cartel killers, those kinds of people. Take a listen to how many of those there are.
Another issue that we are addressing right now, thanks to the decisive leadership of President Trump, is the scourge of fentanyl, gang, and cartel violence. Under President Trump's leadership, we've designated these cartels and gangs as terrorist organizations, and we've done that rightfully so. These individuals, these terrorists, have killed hundreds of thousands of Americans, as these angel families will tell you firsthand. What President Trump has done by designating them as terrorists has allowed us to turn the tools of the intelligence community against them and predominantly watch list them as terrorists to prevent them from ever coming into America in the first place. To date, we've added about 35,000 of these narco-terrorists to our terrorist watch list, and we've stopped just around 6,000 of these terrorists from ever entering our country, from setting foot inside of America, so they can no longer kill Americans with impunity.
That's incredible. 6,000. Mm-hmm. You can see the size of the invasion here, Lee.
Yep.
And exactly as I predicted years ago, I started seeing the world's criminals are going to come here for sanctuary.
Well, or maybe other.
Enterprise, shall
yes.
we say. Yeah. So, yeah, all of that going on. And the story to me of the week, there's so many of these, I don't even do them anymore. Like the shocking person ICE rolled up this week. But I mean, this guy from Honduras, this is extra special. It's insane. I mean, it's just insane. He's a leader of a kill squad. He assassinates the son of the Honduras president, right? So they really want this guy. He's wanted for 4 homicides. They describe him as an MS-13 assassin. Now, you're wanted for 4 homicides in your country. You're on the run. Your face is everywhere. Where do you go?
Well, obviously, you come to the U.S. where you can get benefits.
Yeah, of course you do. And he did. Oversaw this kill squad. MS-13 member. Kills the son and 3 of his friends coming out of a club. Goes on the run. This guy's name's Phantasma.
Phantasma. Okay.
That kind of scared me coming out of the dark. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the kill squad's called El Combo. So he heads to Joe Biden's America. He does not sneak across. No, no. He turns himself in. I guess because by then he'd heard the Democrats just don't care.
Well, and plus you get the phone and the, Medicaid.
Plane ticket.
And, all that stuff. Yeah.
So Phantasma comes to America, lands in Nebraska, but decides, you know, I'm really going to be more comfortable and say, I don't know, California. Oh. So he goes to California, and this is the punchline. Gets a driver's license there.
Well, of course.
In his own name.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't even change his name.
Well, at least they filled the name out this time, Tara.
Well, you know, that's a good point. Instead of one of those no name.
You know, no name given.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good. It's no name. Now we know who we're dealing with.
We got Phantasma here.
Phantasma, no name, El Colombo killer. But hey, he votes Democrat, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, they took him into custody. He's on his way out until the next time Democrats win and open the border.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
You know, and I don't understand what's going on right now with this whole inflation debate. I don't understand what we're debating. I'm very confused. Caroline Levitt had an up-to-the-minute update. We're at 2.5% inflation right now. Mm-hmm. That is historically slightly on the low side.
Right.
Why are we talking about this? I don't understand. What we could be talking about, hey, we would like people's wages to catch up with the 29% increase right. in prices yeah. Joe Biden inflicted on us. Yeah. But again, as she says, when Donald Trump took office, it depends on whether you want to count it from his first full month or not. When Joe Biden took office and Donald Trump left him a 2.3 or 2.6% inflation rate. Mm-hmm.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And he turned it into 9. And somehow Donald Trump having a 2.5% rate now is supposed to be alarming, but also 9% was not alarming.
Right. Exactly.
Well, I mean, I don't get it.
That's just like the situation where there's absolutely nothing wrong with Joe Biden, but boy, we got to be concerned about Trump's health. So.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, that's
weird
crazy.
Conspiracy things that are going on with the lefts.
Yeah, you know that there's bruises on Donald Trump's hands. Okay, if you know any elderly people, there are often bruises on their hands.
I am one of those, and I have that problem. It's like I can just barely bump my hand or elbow into something, and I've got a bruise there, and you know, and my wife has the same problem. She's, you know, slightly less advanced in age than I am, but still we run into that.
Well, Caroline Levitt has answered this question over and over and over again about Trump's bruised hands, but she did it again yesterday. If only they'd been this curious about Biden. Remember, this is the same media that was dutifully reporting, oh, if it seems like Biden is old, decrepit, and out of his mind, and maybe a little demented, those are just cheap fakes.
Yeah, exactly.
Or how do you know? Shut up. Next question.
Right.
Out and about a number of times with bandages on his hands. Could you please explain what that is about? Secondly, he noted on True Social the other day that he had aced 3 cognitive tests. Could you please clarify when those tests took place?
I can do that at a later date. I obviously don't have that in front of me. The president has spoken about that quite extensively throughout the years. As for the bandages on the hand, we've also given you an explanation for that in the past. The president is literally constantly shaking hands. The Oval Office is like Grand Central Terminal. He is meeting with more people than any of you even know about on a daily basis. He's also on a daily aspirin regimen, which is something his physical examinations has said in the past as well, which can contribute to that bruising that you see.
Sure. She blew that. What she should have said is, the first rule of Fight Club is you don't talk about Fight Club.
Oh, that would have been great. And then I just conclude with anyone, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. But yeah, no, going back to all this, so we're supposed to be very worried about a 2.5% inflation rate, but not also very worried when it was 5% inflation, double that, and Circleback Saki was telling us Putin did it somehow.
Yeah.
But never really provided the details of how that happened. Okay, you want to worry about something economically? You know what you can worry about? Worry about the 18,000 terrorists. I said this earlier. You saw what, 24 of those suckers did with 9/11 and what it did to the markets and what it did to this country economically? I mean, when Al-Qaeda brags, we've got 1,000 in the U.S. Worry about that, because you want to talk about something that'll tank the economy? That'll tank the economy. Those guys, you know, decide to do some sort of coordinated attack. And I'm worried they're waiting until next year to try to take out Trump's economy, because he's getting... He always does. It takes him that first year to get going, but he's getting the wind underneath him. And man, some of these numbers coming out on the what he's, you know, reducing the trade deficit, Lee, they're very, I mean, I was pumped up reading this stuff. It's just, I mean, stuff he's doing is record or near record. He's not exaggerating that. This is from the New York Times. U.S. exports are up 6% over last year. That's the second highest on record. While inflation-adjusted exports, consumer goods, are the largest ever, the seasonally adjusted trade deficit with China has narrowed to its second smallest since 2009. That's good. We don't want a huge trade deficit with them.
Right.
In the third quarter of 2025, so the most recent quarter, real exports grew by at a 4.1% annual rate. Imports fell by 5%. That alone added 1% to real GDP or economic growth. That 1% doesn't sound like a lot, but that's a lot.
Yeah.
That is a lot. So that is just, I mean, we don't even have a full year here. And that's $21 trillion in trade deals he's personally cut. It's going to make a difference. It is. We just get to hold your horses. I don't even know what they're complaining about. It's like I'm very confused. And I don't know. They're doing the, hey, but the tariffs caused inflation thing. They did that. And tariffs have raised some prices, and he's had to back off on some of them. That is true. In other places, it's been just an absolute boon for the industry. But they did. I just want to remind you, they did this his entire last presidency, talking about tariffs and inflation as if it were an immutable rule of the universe. And then at the end, last few weeks, Wall Street Journal admits, oh, weird, there was no inflation from his tariffs. And then Joe Biden just capped them.
Yeah.
And we never heard about it again, because as long as Joe Biden was overseeing Trump's tariffs, then they weren't inflationary.
Right, exactly.
Right. That's what's going to happen at the end of this presidency. Wall Street Journal will stop the drama queen stuff and admit, overall, no, they're not inflationary. But anyway. Okay, it is call in time, and I see some phone lines already stacked. 800-905-0989. All of the topics from the week that was are back on the table.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
this wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.